A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, June 26th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the International Day in Support of Torture Victims.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the International Day in Support of Torture Victims.
On December 12th, 1997, by Resolution 52149, the United Nations General Assembly proclaimed 26 June, the United Nations International Day in Support of Victims of Torture, with a view to the total eradication of torture and the effective functioning of the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. 26 June is therefore an opportunity to call on all stakeholders, including UN member states, civic society, and individuals everywhere to unite in support of the hundreds of thousands of people around the world who have been victims of torture and those who are still being tortured today.
In a press statement released today, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights said in a court, "In Zimbabwe, it is regrettable that 37 years after attaining independence, the culture of torture and the impunity that follows this act persists. Regrettably, cases of mental and physical torture, ill treatment, and other cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment continue to be intentionally inflicted on women, men, children, mainly at the instigation of state and non-state actors." The human rights group adds that torture is a crime under international law, and the systematic or widespread practice of torture constitutes a crime against humanity, and hence it is absolutely prohibited and cannot be justified under any circumstances. It further says that it is disturbing that torture has not yet been criminalized, even though Section 53 of the Constitution enshrines a freedom from torture or cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment, and reiterates the prohibition of torture under international law.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Bakhlolisise ukuthi kwenzakalani emhlabeni jikelele. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulabantu abaningi kakhulu abakhahlanyezwayo emazweni abo. Lapha nxa sikhuluma ngabantu abakhahlanyezwayo, sikhuluma lalabo Blessing leZimbabwe kungani bakhona sibili. Siyabona ke iZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ikhiphe umlayezelo ukuthi eZimbabwe kukhanya ngazani ukuhlukuluzwa lokukhahlanyezwa kwabantu kuqhubekela phambili. Ngakho bafuna ukuthi kume sibili ngoba bathi akumelanga kube khona.
Ukuka Gibbs nasi tinotinge tichitasa nenyaya yekutochwa kwevanhu vamwe vanenge vachiitwa kafira mberi vachibva mukutochwa vanobva vafa. Zviri kutaurwa nemasangano akawanda wanda anoshanda munyaya dzekuchengetwa kwekodzero dzevanhu muZimbabwe ndezvekuti izvo kunyangwe hazvo papera makore makumi matatu nemanomwe nyika yawana kuzvitonga kuzere nyaya yekutochwa nekumbunyikidzwa kwevanhu nekuchikorerwa kodzero dzevanhu iri kuramba ichienderera mberi. Dzimwe nguva zvinonzi zvinoitwa nemapurisa, mauto, nevamwewo vanhu vasori nevamwe vakadaro daro asi kunyangwe zvazvo kuri kuchikora kwakwebumbiro remutemo nyaya dzakadai dziri kuramba dzichienderera mberi uye kuna vanhu vakawanda muZimbabwe omo vakatotyiwa vakawanda vanoziva nyaya dzaana Justina Mukoko, vana Job Scala, vana Gabriel Shumba, vana Ray Choto vanoshanda panapa naMushakabvu Chavhunduka, Mark Chavhunduka ndivamwe vakambototyiwawo nemauto asi zvinonzi uku kutyora kodzero dzevanhu Gibbs.
Yeah, I think we've got two of our guests. That is Mr. Tewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer. He's based in Johannesburg. We also have Justina Mukoko, director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project. So good evening, Mr. Mavinga, and good evening, Ms. Mukoko.
Good evening, Gibbs and Blessings.
Good evening. How are you?
We are very fine. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Let's start with Ms. Mukoko. Ms. Mukoko, how significant is this day to you?
I think this is a very important day, especially against the backdrop that we are still struggling with ratifying the Convention Against Torture.
Mm-hmm. And you are also... I don't know if I can call you a survivor or a victim. They are going by a victim of this torture. And you were, in some few months ago, you had gone to court to make people accountable. Just tell us briefly about your experience.
Okay. I think the terrible experience when I was tortured. And probably days this give one an opportunity to sort of reflect, because like I'm always saying to people, I think there are many more people who have faced the issue of torture, and I think it's more difficult for those who have not been able to speak about it.
Mm-hmm.
So some of us, because we have spoken about it, there have been processes that have been rolled out to assist the situation. So I think for me, it's really imagining those people who have not spoken about it, because even for me, having spoken about it, I recognize how expensive and time-consuming it is for someone really to deal with a situation of having been tortured.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Mr. Mavinga, can you give us your take on this day?
Thank you. It is June 26th is an important day to reflect and think about one of the most, I would say, horrific and heinous crimes that is perpetrated by agents of the state through beatings and other forms of torture, really, for the purpose of extracting information. But why it is very important for Zimbabwe is because Zimbabwe has a very long history of violence and the use of torture by state agents going back to the early 1980s, the days of Gukura Wundi. The beatings, the killings, the disappearances, many, many people have been tortured. But what is even more painful is that this torture, this crime of torture, which continues to this day, is not punished. It is happening with impunity. So you would find that my sister Justina Mukoko, her story is well documented. But if we ask now, what has happened to those people responsible? There hasn't been any accountability or justice. And this is the biggest travesty in Zimbabwe. This is really the thing that we need to look at to say there hasn't been any accountability since independence. All these years, you can talk of the 2008 cases of torture, which are around what we could say politically motivated state-sanctioned violence, which includes torture, inhuman treatment, degrading treatment. There hasn't been any accountability. constitution is very clear that torture is outlawed, but there hasn't been an alignment of the existing laws to ensure that it's criminalized and people are punished. But the problem in Zimbabwe is that those behind torture often get rewarded because they do it in the name of the state.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Regai chore mtere redu yekutanga mkoma Donald ku South Africa. Magadi mkoma Donald.
Ndofara mkoma Blessing magadi iko.
Aiwa isu tirinani. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu mkoma Donald.
Ndinongona hangu kuti pfungwa dzangu dzinongovawo pakuchoro kusora. Kutocha kunoitwa vanhu. Zvinhu zvakashata zvinogwadza zvinokwadzisa vanhu. Zvinozokuti kuti mutano womunhu utokanganisika upenyu hwake hwese. Ndorangarira vajobhusi kala pandaiva wachitaura ipa paredhio yedu ine pare vachiti waigunziswa takata like foni vachiti unongochigunzisiwa uchidavira kana pamwoyo nyange any party kana ukaisa kunziswa kushoka unongochiwa uchidavira pamwoyo kuri kukanganisa munhu ikoko avo hazviiti kuti munhu akozoita munhu mutano ndimwe ndinogwadziwana vatete jesina mukoko ava iche nde every time ndechigona kuona kana vari online pafacebook vari pavacha ndechitogadzwa ndonyaya ndotanga kufunga pose pandinongovaona zitara avo chero pavanenge vakomenda kana pai munhu akambogara vasingazikamwi pavari vachitochiwa totitadza tiko zvino manje maelections ariko gore rinouya kudaiwo nezvinhu zviri kungoitika itika izvi toona kuti ndezvekumanyira pfungwa dzedu kuti vanhu vachadhisapia vachingoitwa maitigweiwawo saka ndongoti hangu ha kana vatoita vachizviita vachianisa zita remasiya iwo kana kuti hatingaone masei security agency ngavarege vasiyanawo zvinhu netsika yakadaro nokuti haisi tsika yakanaka yangatingakurudzira kuti nyika igonzi ichiita mbiri yezvinhu zvakadaro ichitadza kuita mbiri yekuti yakanaka ine ikonomi yakanaka yoita ikonomi mbiri yekuita zvinhu tsika dzakamira hazvina kunaka nokuti kana edezvazvi zvinoshandisirwa kuvanhu veopposition mukazari zvazvingoshandisirwi kungoti chero munhu anenge achita sekuti ari kupikisana nehurumende ndiye anenge achinzi urichi ndotanga kuti waizozva afungirwa kuti haanotsigira opposition kana kuti haatsigiri hurumende iripo handozvionedza beza hatina kumboona vamwe vanenge vachiita sekuti vari federo vanotochiwa tongovakuopposition kana vanomotivheta vanhu vaivandovakatavanaatide jesina mukoko ava naivo mukomade wamazinga kana kuri kunzi dei vainzi vaigara kumba variko kuchivhukaka unotosiya kutosvika kumushaka uchishiyosha kuti ndinde ndichinzi pamwe kandasvika ndosikamwa kuzi ndiwo unombosidai kana zvinogwadza.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Kuna mazinga nebasa ravanoita ndoda kutoenda jazi ndo musiya last time foni yavo yanga yakata. Ndoda kuvatenda vamazinga kuti vanoshanda basa risingaiti muZimbabwe. Yanje even though vari kuno kutaura kuti bhati basa ravanoita iguru ndorangarira vakambonoinda nenyaya yetokwe mukosi iya yemavictims yekutokwe mukosi zviya vakaenda naye kuamerica kuiyo JF Kennedy. Ndorangarira ndikarangarira zvizvozvi manje manje vakaenda kumusha vakaenda kumanzou kwaanodhifamuko mabasa anoratidza kuti munhu anovane zvido zvevanhu anoti ndo vanhu vatinodaiwa kuti kade vaizoda vadehwa vambomirira chivhu mupariamendi varazvetonga kwanaka nokuti ndakabva vapedza hwai achivada kumirira masingo
Alright, ngoma Donald, campaign manager wade watichazotaura kana takusvika pamaprimary.
Alright.
Kana kuti ofuma bato rao sezvawanda kudai soka roita reach 51.
Yeah, chatinongoda ndivo nyange vakamira vari independent tizvati vanohwina mazinga hakoni.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ngoma Donald nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Alright, mkoko.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tidzokere kuna mzvare mkoko. Chii chakapa kuti muti ini ndoda kutaura nezvakaitwa zvino kuti kazhinji toziva kuti kana vanhu vachitotywa kana kuitwa kafira mberi vanonzi ukangoti bufu chete tinodzoka chii chakakupai chivindi ichocho kuti muti aiwa ini ndoda kutaura zvakaitika
ndofunga chakandipa chivindi ichocho inyaya yekuti nyaya dzetocha idzi inyaya dzatatagara tichibata isusu kuZimbabwe Peace Project saka uchiona kuti kana uri wanzwa runyere kupe kuti pane abatwa zvisirizvo ashungurudzwa asi munhu wacho anenge achitya kutaura mune ramangwana unenge wakuona kuti zvimwe zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe hazvizozivi kuti kune zvinhu zvakadaro zviri kuitika saka ndakangofungawo kuti kubuda pachena chinhu chakangonaka kuti vanhu vangoziva kuti zvinoitika ndezvipi kuzvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kazhinji zvinenge zvisina kana kupara mhosva.
Maybe same
nxa kuti ungasitshala ngesintu kunapo kuti wena ungakho waphumela egcekeni ukhuluma ngakhona ukuthi bakukhahlameza kakhulu njalo lokuthi kambe kungathiwani kuhulumende mgogo ukwenza ukuthi uhulumende abone ukuthi abantu kabakhahlanyezwa.
Mina okwenza ukuthi ngiphume egcekeni njalo ngibe namandla okukhuluma ngokwakho ukuthi vele ludaba ebesiluphethe eZimbabwe Peace Project ukuthi abantu babebuya besitshela ukuthi bahlukumeziwe. Kodwa kwesinye isikhathi ubona futhi abesesaba ukuthi akukhulume egcekeni ukuthi kuphume ukuthi abantu babekwazi ukuthi kanti kuyini okwenzakalayo empilweni yabantu. Nakubona kuqakathekile kimi ukuthi ukwenzela ukuthi ezinye izizalwane zeZimbabwe zibe kwazi ukuthi udubo lolu ludubo esilalo eZimbabwe. Ngibone kufanele ukuthi ngikhulume ngalokho okwenzakala kimi. Engingakutsho kuhulumende ukuthi udaba lolu lokuhlukumeza abantu alukho emthethweni, njalo yinto enza ukuthi kube nobunzima empilweni yezizalwane zakuleli ezihlukunyezwayo. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi uhulumende akwenze ngoba kuzakwenza ukuthi athathe amanye amanyathela ukuthi avumelane lo mthetho ofana ohambelana okuthiwa yi-Convention Against Torture. Sibona ingani kula mazwe amaningi asefake uphawu lwawo kwisivumelwano soneso. Kati thina sisalelani njengeZimbabwe, sikhuluma thina ukuthi sililizwe elizibusayo. Ngoba indlela le eyokubamba ngayo izizalwane zakuleli ayiqondanga, njalo yiwephula ilungelo loluntu.
Yeah, ubambe khonapho ngayenkatshana. So she's saying that you know, some people are afraid of coming out in the open to say they were tortured or, you know, maybe forced to do certain things by the government. And I think that's a great point that she's raising there. Mm-hmm. If people are quiet about the whole thing, what happens? You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To dzoka kwa muri ndi honorable Mavinga zviyakalwa kuti hamusati mapinda hamusati vasarudza mapato akawandisa kamapato achitoti vamavinga tichitarisa nyaya yevanhu ivavo vacho vanenge vachiita basa rekutocha vanhu vamwe vacho vanozivikanwa asi hurumende hapana zvainoita mune ramangwana vanhu havangakwanisi here kuti vaendeswe kumatare munyika kana kunze.
Hongu kwazvo kwazvo mutamangwana vanhu ivava vanoita zvinhu zvakaipa kudai vanotofanira kuti vamiswe pamberi pematare, nekuti chekutanga zvavari kuita hazvisi pamutemo zvachose. Bumbiro remutemo renyika pa-section 53 rinotaura pachena kuti nyaya yetocha haitendedzwi, imhosva, haibvumidzwi pamutemo. Nekudaro vanhu vanenge vaine nhoroondo dzisa vachidziya zvakaitika nemazita evanhu vakazviita nemusva zvakaitika nepazvakaitika. Kune masangano akasiyana akanyora akaita tsvakurudzo. Tinoziva vana Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vakanyorawo gwaro rainzi Cries from Goromonzi Inside Zimbabwe Tortured Chambers. Muzvare Jesina Mukoko vakanyorawo bhuku ravo. Vamwe vakawanda vakanyora zvakawanda. Saka zvese izvi zvinofanira kuti zvizoshandiswa, nekuti mhosva haiori. Inofanira kuti igadziriswe vanhu vagowana chokwadi chiripo. Vanhu vese vari kuhwanda nemunwe vachihwanda nehurumende kuti tiri kuzviita muzita rehurumende vanofanira kuziva kuti hakuna hurumende ichange ichivamira navo, nekuti mhosva idzodzi dzinofanira kuti dzigadziriswe. Saka inenge ichingori chenjedzo kune vamwe vangangoda kuzopinda mumazviri, onai tiri kuenda kusarudze kuti imhosva huru kwazvo pasina zvenyaya yekuti ingozi. Inotori mhosva kupinda mune zvetocha umu. Vanhu ngavarambe kuchandiswa mapurisa, vasori, mauto, kwete musarove vanhu, musateurere vaparo vanhu, nekuti imhosva isingaperi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Regai titore mumwe muteereri. Vamudendere, ndizvo here kubhinga uko? Makadii?
Tiripo, makadii?
Aiwa, tiri nando. Ndagona here kutaura zita renyu?
Ndonzi Simba Mudenda.
Mudenda.
Vamudenda. Nyaya iri kunoku mukoma Blessing. Isu tanza nekurohwa, tiri kurohwa nemagemu chaivo chaivo kunoku atigerei nyori settlement. Saka vanhu vari kurohwa zvisingaiti nezuro chaiwo mumudhara akarohwa kuzvimba musoro chaizvo vakasangana naye muzhira kwete mupaki.
Vanenge vachirwa munenge muchinzi maita sei mavhima zvisiri pamutemo here kana kuti?
Hatiri kuvhima, pane nzvimbo yatigere mvura inonetsa, saka padhuze dhuze chaipo ndo patinochera mvura, saka vakasangana neu unotobviswa faindi unonzi pamwe $200 faindi, pamwe orohwa panzi senga Zimbabwe. Manje zvino vakutanga kuti nyange vakasangana newe munzira so vanotokurova, saka hatichazivi kuti tinorohwa tisiri mugemu. Saka tinoti dai vamavhinga vagoona kuti ipapo vangatiyamura sei, because tanzwa kunoku.
Aiwa, zvatinoita vari kuteerera zvakare, asi tinovapa nhamba yenyu kuti vauye kuzoongorora muzvare Justina, futi ndo basa ravanoita iroro rekuona kunenge kuchiitika mhirizhonga dzakadai. Saka patinopedza chirongwa, aiwa, tinovapa nhamba dzenyu kuti vagotaura nemi.
Kunonzi kurusuru kukaziyo village chaiwo, havari kurohwa zvisingaiti vanhu. Manje takutoshayiwa kuti toita sei, nyange vakasangana newe munzira unechikwere chewe tipei faindi $80. Hainzwisisiki mari yacho kuti zvinongofamba sei. Saka zvodaiwo vana misi mukoko avo kuti vagotibatsira kuno.
Saka komuka mangara kumapurisa vari kuti kudii?
Nyaya yacho haisi kuhwitisika. Umwe munebva wangu akaenda nezuro kuchipatara kuti anobatsirwa asati adzoka kuti zvinzwe kuti sei, nokuti akazvimba musoro. Unonzi anzi rima nemusoro pasi urime semombe chaiwo uchisiya muforo so nehuma so. Saka uri kutambura zvisingaiti.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamudhenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Aiwa, tichaedza kuti titaure nevanoita zvekodzero dzevanhu nekunzwawo kubva kuhurumende yacho kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba sei.
Tinotenda chaizvo, muramba muchitifonera.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru,
maita basi.
Tinotenda. I think Gibbs hearing those harrowing stories from Binga, where you know the villagers are alleging that they are being tortured allegedly for trespassing into, I think it's a game reserve where they'll be allegedly looking for water, but he's saying that it's just indiscriminate. People are just being beaten and others have been hospitalized in the process.
So, Ms. Mkoko, here is a case in which maybe you can work on, but my question is, you know, under such circumstances, how do you gather information to say, you know, people have been tortured here, they've been, you know, that kind of thing? How do you do it?
I think for us, we have people who live in communities who understand the dynamics in their own communities, who provide us with information. And these people are human rights activists who are just concerned about human rights violations and injustice on other citizens. And so that's how we get our information. But at the same time, when we have people who speak like Mr. Mudenda, I think that's another way for us to be able to follow up on cases when we hear people complain in that manner.
Let's go to Mr. Mavhinga. Mr. Mavhinga, from this story and what we continue to hear, this alleged torture is continuing. Why?
Well, a number of reasons, Blessing, why torture continues unabated in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons is impunity, which is that torture is not punished, is that there is lack of thorough investigation by an impartial police force. So once there is a mention that a state agent is involved, be it CIO, be it the army, be it the police, then you can almost be sure that there will not be any thorough investigation. So this is something that is pushing torture. The other thing is that sometimes people are not fully aware of their rights in terms of the Constitution. So I have heard the blessing reports of individuals in communities who have been abused and tortured and beaten by the police, but who somehow think that perhaps it is within the right of the police acting in the course of their duties to beat people up and torture them. That is wrong. It is criminal and it must be punished. Our constitution provides that there should be a mechanism for people to report cases of abuse or torture by the army, by the CIO, and by the police, but that mechanism has not been operationalized. So the lack of implementation of our constitution also makes it easier for people to get away with these things, because that mechanism is not there. It remains only on paper. So we need the constitution to be fully operationalized and for all the laws to be aligned and for torture to be properly and clearly criminalized, so that wherever it is committed, people have got clear steps that they can take for remedy. This at the moment is not happening, and also because of the idea that the highest office in the land appears to be supportive tacitly of these hard-handed methods of torture. So, for example, Blessing, years back when MDC leader Nogen Tsvangirai was beaten up and others for protesting in Harare, President Mugabe went on radio in the public saying that the police will bash you if you try and provoke them. Munotashurwa. So that kind of talk from the head of state appears to endorse the idea of use of violence and torture within this culture or system of Zimbabwe. So we need our leadership to be very clear and unequivocal in their condemnation of torture. And then we also need to have the laws and to clean up the police to ensure that whoever commits torture faces the full wrath of the law.
Mm-hmm. Before we take our next caller, quickly, Ms. Mukoko, does torture is a method of interrogation work? Unfortunately, I think we have lost it. We'll try to get in touch with Ms. Mkoko again. Regaitende kuna mkoma Diogo. Makadi.
Zino farangu. Makadi wa emi blessing.
Ayo waisu tirinani zvedu. Nyayari mudari roma inzi kwa nasi. Ndiye kutosh kwa kwanu.
Ndaenga izo zvitagara tajaira munyika medu muno nekuti chihurumende chiri kwaiye zvinezvi ndiyo economic ndianoita iyo ndiyo economic zvakadaro so akatadzwa daro soka vanenge vasina kugona kuita economic kutocha kuponda vanhu kumbunyikidza kodzero dzevanhu nekuchora zvikodzero zvevanhu dzemunyika ndo basa raanogona iroro tinozviziva. So, tinongoti vanhu wari kushingirira pabasa iri, tinongoti kuna mai jesina mukoko. Ngaangoshinga chaizvo kuti vanonure isuwa nawe Zimbabwe achimbosvikawo nekwedu kuno kuno kudani kumukumbura. Wariko vakawanda nekuti vanotocha vacho vakawandisisa variko vakazara nyika yese. So, ibasa rezanupiefu raanoita iroro izvozvi. Munyika muno matina rufaro nazvo. Izvo nekupamba kwaanoita zvinhu zvevanhu zvisina nebasa rese ndokugona ndozvaanoita maitiro aanoita ivayo. Marbe sondo yapera ino ndakanzwa kuti kune murungu kuidlands ari kupambiwa plazi asi zvinhu zvaakarima iyega pacho pakakumirira kuti wakoye waite izvi ndizvo zvakazvichiwa waana kuzvipamba basi ndo basa chihurumende yedu iye zvairi kuita but handizive kuti izvozvizvizvi ari kufunga kuti padzimwe nguva mwari ndiwo wavo wega iwo mwari ndeye munhu wese asi zvichapera chete kuti vana mai jesina mukoko nemuvaba ndakanganwa zvitawada kuita kondesta kuita MP ameno kana mari wakomborera vaoenderera mberi vachiita basa iroro kuti basa iroro ritikunde nhumbu idzodzi dzidzika dziparadze zvese zvo zviri kuitwa nevanhu ivava tiite nerugaro rakanaka muno munyika yedu yezimbabwe.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Diogo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ya, ndinofara hangu asi kuti nini ndiri kuti izvo neno vanhu tingoedza kunenewo wechidiki netesi togoedza kuti tirejesa kuvhota kurejesa kuti tozovhota tikunde zvese izvozvo izvi zvinoitika zvinopera hakuna chisingaperi ngatiregei kuneta neizvozvo tikunde hondo yose tiite nemune zvakanaka.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Maita yenyu mukuru wangu, thank you very much.
Tinotenda zvikuru. I think you are there from Diogo saying the solution. Thank you so much, Mr. Diogo. Gibbs.
Now, Mr. Mvinga, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Gibbs.
Now, we've got this convention against torture and other cruel, inhuman or degrading treatment or punishment. But, you know, this is not working worldwide because it is not justiciable through the law, you know. So how best can it be used, you know, to effectively reduce this kind of torture issue that we're talking about?
Thank you for that. Before I get to your question, I wanted to respond to what Blessing had asked to Justina, whether torture works. Torture does not work. Any evidence that is obtained through the use of torture is not admissible in a court of law. So torture can be a favored way of just inflicting pain, but it does not work. And it has been proven time and again that torture does not work. Now, the Convention against Torture, the challenge we have is that Zimbabwe has not ratified that convention, which means that it has not expressed an intention to be bound legally by the provisions of that convention, number one. Number two, after ratification, if that happens, we then need to domesticate the convention, which means to make our own laws in Zimbabwe conform to the requirements set out under the Convention Against Torture. So that convention is powerful and works, but what we need is to get Zimbabwe to a point where it ratifies the convention and domesticates the provisions of that convention.
I understand we have Ms. Mkoko now. Ms. Mkoko?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, the phones are a bit problematic, but I'm happy that you are back now. Now, talking about the issue of torture, it's a very traumatic experience. Does Zimbabwe have those support structures to assist those who have been tortured? Like post-traumatic disorders that come with it can... Is that kind of assistance readily available?
I think, like what I said earlier on, it's a very long process, a process that is expensive as well. Yes, there are organizations that try and assist people who have gone through that trauma, and we commend them for doing that. But I think it's sad that because this is being done with impunity by state security agents, government does not play a role in terms of facilitating and providing assistance for all those who will have gone through torture. Because they are still at a level where they are talking about people lying about being tortured. So I think this is where we have got a big issue. And I think, like what Dewa is saying, what needs to be done is that if this happens to anyone, because people are doing it with impunity, is that people need to account for their actions. And if that happens and someone knows that what I have done is between me and the individual that I have done this to, I'm sure that we will be able to get somewhere, because people will not be keen to just get into this pool and torture people because they've been doing this for a long time and no one really is asking them to account for what they are doing. So if people are isolated and stand on their own in terms of these cases because it is illegal, it is a crime, then I think people will start to see the logic of not wanting to inflict pain on other people.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Yeah, ngosizana mgogo ukhona indlela ukuthi uhulumende angamisa ngakho khona ukuthi kungenzakali khona ukukhahlanyezwa kwabantu. Ikona sibili nqa ukhangela.
Yiboni ngani udubona ukukhona ukuthi kwenziwa yisebenzi zikahulumende eziningi zakhona zithunywa nguhulumende. So ukuthi yena ahambe ayolungisisa izinto azibangelayo kuba ludubo kakhulu. Ngibona ingani nje ukukhuluma kade wa ngibona ingani ilokhuzeni ihlandla lakuqala ukuthi kube lokuvuma ukuthi bafake uphawu ku-convention against torture. Ngoba lokho kuzakwenza ukuthi lakithi lapha eZimbabwe senelise ukuthi umthetho lowa bese siwenza ube ngowethu, ube khona, ucine usekelo sombuso. Njalo ngibona ingani okunye okuqakathekileyo ukuthi umuntu nomuntu anelezono zakhe. Ngibona ingani kutsho njalo ebhayibhelini ukuthi umuntu kufanele amelezono zakhe. So ungahamba uyodala icala elihambelana nokuhlukumeza omunye umuntu. Kuqakathekile ukuthi ume nesono sakho. Kungaba njalo abanye bazafunda kusuka khonapho ukuthi abasoke benelise ukuvikelwa nguhulumende nxa besenza izinto ezingekho emthethweni.
Mhm. Hayi bamba khonapho ke siyakuzithuthini. So she says it is hard for Zimbabwe to actually stop these kind of torture activities because the government, most government officials are the ones that are actually doing it. So she says if there is a law, maybe that is binding. That can actually ensure that people go to jail. Mm-hmm. Maybe something can be stopped.
Regatiende kunemwe mutereri va musika vanhu makadi ku South Africa.
Ndinosunura makadi komuno wai.
Aiwa isu tiri nani tipe ufungwa dzenyu.
Aiwa ndinotenda kezvo nokundipinza mutirongwa. Fungwa yangu yandi ndokumbiwa zvekumbobvunza mubvunzo kuna baba vamazinga na Jesina na sister Jesina mukukawa. Kuti patanga pati vanhu pavanga vachitarisa zuva iri kupemberegwa kwaro. Vezvanopiswa vanga varipo here.
Pati zvatanzwa vanga vasipo.
Vanga vasipo. Saka maonero angu andinoita ndekuti zvinhu izvi muchiona vasingauyi panyaya dzakaita sedzidzidzi ndo vakari vemhosva hombe ndogona kupai muenzaniso wezvimwe zvinhu zvakaitika dunhu rezaka. Vakapisira vanhu muofisi vakapereramo, vapedza kupisira vanhu muofisi vakapereramo, vakabva vapuhwa matractors okunzi maita basa pakuti madistroya ofisi yeMDC. Saka zvinhu zvakaita seizvi zvinenge zvichiitwa neami. Saka muchiona vanhu ava vachiita basa ndivo vanopuhwa mayunifomu okuenda kundorova vanhu. Vapedza kurova vanhu havasungwi, havana zvavanoitwa. But weMDC akangoona chitikitiki chaanoita inobva raita zinyaya rakakura skeret kupfurikidza zvinoitwa neva vanenge vainavo. Saka mapato mazhinji uye nokukurudzira zvakaita vana baba vadhewa mazinga kana navamwe vakaterera nhoroondo dzinenge dzichiitika mukati menharaunda dzavanenge vari dzokutotswa nokuputsirwa misha nokupisirwa misha nokudyirwa fuma dee vachikwanisa kuti varekodhevo vakuru vakati sevamurivo pasi panechi pane nyama zvinozoitwa murivo wesadza romundari kana kuti padoro vanobika nyama vesa pasi vesa mamurivo vamwe asina zvakaita pamusoro kuti vanhu varirambe votsonya vanhu kuti weryai werya. Saka mukaona zvoita sezvii zvinhu zvavakuenda kundodi kundonaka asi zvinodawo marekodzi ekuti mangwana azotibetserawo because vari kuti distro yafuma hatisi kufara nazvo. Vari kutiparadzira misha hatisi kufara zvenazvo. Vari kuparadza futi upenyu hwedu. Tine zvirema zvimwe zvakatorobwa mbabvu dzikasara dzakatobuda asi vanongorarama vakadaro zvichikonzerwa futi nechi nezanupiefu. Saka tinoti ikoko kuvakuru vakuru vezanupiefu vari kurambawo kubatana navamwe vanoziva kuti ivo ndivo vapari vemhosva dzacho sati vasingadi kudi kurega savari kuita uye kuramba vachienderera mberi kwavari kuita havasi kuziva kuti nyika kana kuti mwari uchatsamwa nerimwe ramakore zvinhu zvikashanduka kufanana negore rino ratakatarisira. Mwari wasvika pakutsamwa chokwadi chavo kuenda kundobuda pachena zvokuti ivo pachavo vachatozonyatsa kuona kuti vataita mhosva dziri dziya dzese kokutizira hatichisi hatichisinya. Saka hama dzinodikamwa pane vakateerera ngatigarei tichirekodha zviri kuitika munharaunda medu nokuti zviri kutirwadza tiri munyika medu totizirepi tikauya futi kuno vari kutiteerera because tine vamwe vanhu vari kutongonyangarika vamwe vachingomuka vakafa kunoku.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamusikavanhu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa zvinokudzwa munhu wacho.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, you heard there from Mr. Msikawan, we're saying that all the incidents of torture, violence must be recorded, you know, for future reference.
So we've got some messages on Facebook. As you know, out there, we're actually live streaming on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Indebele. So there's one guy, Max Manyika, who says, anyone who defends ZANU-PF rule of terror is not pretending, but is a devil's advocate. And then we've got Max Manyika, who says, preach, Brother Matewa Mavinga, preach. And then we've got Charles Makusiro, who says, I'm watching you from the United Arab Emirates. Keep it up, guys. Then we've got Babagali Ndokuhle Nsingo, who says, you know, the ZANU-PF people are actually responsible for all the torture in Zimbabwe. If there is a change of government, for now, we'll forget, but I think people always want to revenge, but we don't encourage that. Then we've got Shem Power, who says, I'm watching you guys from Botswana. Then Faith Cutler says, we need justice. How do we get, we go about it? And then we've got Mahosi Last, who says, I'm watching you from Kempton Park. It's very clear. Thumbs up, guys. Then Max Manyika again says, torture is illegal, whether it works or not. Then we've got Justice Tumizai, who says, I'm watching you guys from Highfields, Harare in Zimbabwe. You know Highfields? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Lusaka, count them. Lusaka?
Egypt.
Egypt and?
Kenan.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how they kept them. Egypt, Kenan, and what, you know? And then we've got Vusa Moyo, who says, Mr. Teoma Vinga, good balanced analysis as always, commendable. And then let me get back to maybe Justina Mkoko if she's there.
No.
Kanyanga Zanike, Ukungolake, Lukumegile. Kuto ke, abantuba kuluma lapa ke, abaneng, iba kuluma besiti blessing. Iba tlele ZANU-PF hile ngazani. Denza konoku, ukuthi abantu beqinwe kehlanyezo. So kuzo buya abanye sibili bathi uTeoma Vinga, wenza kuhle ngokuthi ukhuluma iqiniso la. Iqiniso alikhiphayo, but lingani libalanced. Umuntu asinqa umuntu ebalanced kuyabe kunjani. Kuzo buya abantu abanye njengoMax Manyika bathi ukutshaya kumbe ukhahlameza abantu akuvunyelwa. Kumbe kuyasebenza, kumbe akusebenzi, hatshi kodwa akuvunyelwa. Nxa sesikhangela njalo kulo baba othi nguFaith Cutler, uthi okufunakalayo kakhulu ukuthi kulandelwe imithetho ethize. Xa sesikhangela ke kuwebsayithi ye-United Nations, you know, iyakhuluma ukuthi ukukhahlanyezwa kwabantu kakuvunyelwa. Kumbe umuntu umkhahlameza eyedwa, kumbe bebaningi, konke konoku akuvunyelwa. Iphinde futhi kufake sobala ukuthi kuvalwe ukukhahlanyezwa kwabantu kungumthetho wemazwe wonke jikelele. Njalo ke kodwa ukuthi loba kunjalo, United Nations ithi loba kunjalo, abantu lokhe bekhahlanyezwa loba kulo mthetho njalo. Iphinde futhi sithi nxa kukhahlanyezwa abantu emazweni atshiyeneyo, kukhanyazane lokhu kwenziwa ngokuthi orhulumente abatshiyeneyo babekhuluma ngokuthi sikwenzela ukuthi emngceleni wethu weboda uhlala uright. So khonoko ke kukhanyangazane yikho kwenza ukuthi abantu bakhahlanyezwe kakhulu. Iphinde futhi ithi kulalokhu kuthiwa ngezombusazwe, abantu bancindezelwa ngakhona ukuthi sikutshayela ukuthungena kwezombusazwe ngendlela ezingazizo. So kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And of course, we are talking about torture as the world commemorates the victims of torture. Of course, it happens in developed countries and even developing nations such as Zimbabwe. But of course, the question is, does it work? Most analysts say it simply does not. It is just so inhumane. But others maintain that it does work to extract certain information. Of course, it's extreme, you know, if you want to extract information that way. And back to you, Mr. Mavinga. Many people, as you are hearing, are not very happy with what the government is doing to combat this issue of torture. But are human rights groups engaging the government to talk about this?
Absolutely. And repeatedly, we raise these issues and demand of the government of Zimbabwe to sign on and ratify the Convention Against Torture. You will know that before the UN, United Nations Human Rights Council, Zimbabwe has appeared for universal periodic review. Local human rights groups led by Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, Zimbabwe NGO Forum,
and many others, and also international groups like ourselves, Human Rights Watch, we have said repeatedly that Zimbabwe should ratify the Convention Against Torture and should criminalize all torture offenses in its, in terms of its local laws. But this has not happened. And what is really saddening worse is that since 1980, really, the head of state, President Mugabe, and before that as Prime Minister, has over time repeatedly granted amnesty, which is to pardon or forgive in a blanket fashion all crimes, including political violence and crimes of torture. And we have said that this is a wrong precedent. It should not be happening that the president should be granting amnesty because it encourages impunity. We want accountability. We want justice. We want people to be punished. If you look at the cases, Blessing and Gibbs, that we have recorded, going back at the roll call of people who have been tortured, Job Scala, Gabriel Shumba, Justina Mkoko, Luke Tamborinyoka, Ian McConney, Raymond Majongwe, and many others, they have said they know who the torturers are. They know what happened, but the state is not taking any action. And this is where we are saying that the state is culpable or is an accomplice in this crime of torture. So we continue to raise this issue. Groups like CRISIS and Mobile Coalition have recorded cries from Gurumonzi, which is a compendium of torture cases that took place in Gurumonzi and in Harare. One day there will be accountability and prosecution. But what we want is to encourage the government of Zimbabwe, Parliament, the opposition MPs in Parliament, to push for an independent mechanism for investigations into these issues of torture and crimes committed by state security agents, to push for the adoption of CAT, the Convention Against Torture, and to push for an implementation, a full implementation of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, so that citizens of Zimbabwe can begin to enjoy the fruits of their rights in the Constitution. At the moment, it is not happening. And the people who commit these crimes think that they can hide behind saying that they were given orders to beat people up or to torture. There is no excuse in terms of prosecution to say that I was sent by someone or that there were superior orders that were issued. That is not a defense against the use of torture. So this is what we have been pushing for, but our calls so far have been falling on deaf ears. The state has been reluctant to take up these issues, partly because of a false perception that they tend to benefit from the use of torture, because it is a way of intimidating the populace and striking fear in the hearts of many. But certainly, this is coming to an end, and there shall be accountability one of these days.
Thank you so much, Tom Mavinga. Stay on the line. Slow, Baba, get slow. Osetunga inlapa, Baba, slow. Kunjani?
Yebo, ninjani?
Spile kakhulu ngapho, Baba, slow.
Yeah, ngisegoli eKempenpipo.
Yeah, akutsho slow ukuthi ungathini ngosuku lolu olwe victims of torture into njalo.
Yebo, mina into engayitho nje lapho into le yabantwana abesikolweni. Uma ngabe mhlawumbe kukhona okusonakalayo mhlawumbe ngokukhona kwesikole njengoba ngeschool fees mhlawumbe behamba betshengisela emgwaqweni noma besona ngento le eyenzakalayo isikole mhlawumbe kukhuthula izimali zokubhadala isikolo. So lento le ayisiki ukuthi yinto engazidinga yenze umuntu aboshe abesentolongweni. Kodwa kuyakuthetho umntwana wesikole mhlawumbe umuntu unomthetho wakhe i-right ngesilungu. Kuyamele umuntu ebe lelungelo lokuthi eyenze mhlawumbe ngento le eyabe ingafunakali. Then eyayiphatha amandla ababephethe ngabona ukuthi into le ayifunakali, sokubizwa ababhekane lalezo sokuhlale phansi kukhulunyiswane ukuthi abantu into enjengale ayifunakali. Sokubona ukuthi kuyehlelwa njani kusiza ebantu, because vele indawo noma lilize ihlelwa ngabantu, hhayi ngomuntu yena osesikhundleni. Uma ngabe mhlawumbe mina ngisesikhundleni abantu yibo abangifuna ngibe lapha, so kumele ngenze okufunwa yibo. akumelanga ukuthi umthetho mhlawumbe uzenzele okwawo ukuthi mhlawumbe sekuboshwa umuntu, sekuthawa abantwana, sekuhlukunyezwa ngezinye indlela. Sekungasekho ukuthula, labanye abaze uma bebheka into ezifana lezo akusayi izinto ezinhle ezidlekisayo ilizwe. Into kumele kuhlale nje phansi kuqoqise nokukhulisa noma zikhona lo muntu esebotshwayo. Ngoba kwezinye indlela sesingawuthatha sithi mhlawumbe into zemaphathi zamaphathi ngezinye indlela mase sikube kanjalo.
Ye, kodwa nxa sisikhangela-ke ukukhahlanyezwa kukaZulu kwele Zimbabwe, ukubona njani ukukhahlanyezwa kukaZulu? Kumbe ngamapolisa, kumbe ngamasosha, kumbe kuyini?
Into le baba uNkomo yokukhahlanyezwa kwaZulu wezwekazi laseZimbabwe, ungayibheka kahle kahle isukela entweni zombangazwe vele isiqoqo lasendaba. Ukuthi umuntu uyabe kubheka ngase eyazi ukuthi lo muntu mhlawumbe nge-MDC noma nge-ZANU-PF yena engekwelinye iphathi. So lalo muntu uyake ngakuthandi khona lokhu sokusukela khona. Ungabheka kahle kahle elizweni laphana vele uma ngabe unge-MDC sesikhuluma iqiniso singasathayi nje sisemphini, awuhlali kahle, uyahlukumezeka kakhulu. Abantu izima ngabe kwazithikana nge-MDC bona bengakwa-ZANU-PF bayakuhlukuluza, ngoba vele uhulumende kahle kahle owe-ZANU-PF kahle kahle ungabheka izimi lokuncindezeleka kwelizwe, ilizwe yethu umnotho wakithi uphansi kakhulu ngendlela abantu abazibonayo kodwa besesaba. Kunje ma singabona ukuthi uhulumende wezamthevu uyahlukumeza izulu, lipikithe mhlawumbe litoyitoyi litengisele ukuthi asimfuni uhulumende lo, liyabanjwa lisekhuzithe lithe gazi lithayo ukuthi alithule lingayenzenzi. Kodwa yinto evumakala ukuthi umuntu uma ngabe mhlawumbe esesihlaleni ngasamfuni kulilungele ukuthi abantu betengisele nje emadolobheni ngoba bengamothi kodwa izakhiwo, betengisela nje ngezingoma becula nje bebonisa ukuthi umuntu lo ayingasamfuni. Kube sekukhulela umuntu asuke kungene umuntu ofunwa ngabantu, kuqhubekela kube ngqeka phambili ilizwe lihleli ngokuthula abantu elizweni. Kungabiye ukuthi sokuthana ngamakhanda kusasalisekangakahle, kodwa ngento eyalibheka yile ibone isenzakala, ngoba vele ilizwe lilungiswa ngabantu, kumele lilungiswe yithi. So uma ngabe sizama ukuthi sakhe silungise sibe sithayo, sesithe saba sekungezinda iy'ndlela zokuncindezela lenke ubona abantu bezokazakithi sebebaleka eZimbabwe sesiya kwabanye amazwe. Kunje thina kunje siyabe sibaleka sisiza ngapha, ma siya khona sizama ukuthi silungise, siyethaya, siyesaba, sithawa ngabantu futhi abakubonayo ukuthi into abasithala wena i-right ku-wrong, kodwa-ke sesaba ngoba bakwazi ukuthi sebeyisenzela izisu zabo kuphethi belaleke ndlela, ngoba bakwazi bathole sincane kuhulumende ukuthi mina ngifuna likwenze lokho okufuna yini.
Hayi, ukhulumile sibili baba Sihlobo, sibongele kakhulu ndoda.
Ngiyabonga baba uNkomo.
Ye, nguDube lapho Gibbs, ungathinela kusasa ba.
Okay, hayi, kuhle kakhulu.
Akulungile. So that was Mr. Sihlobo. He's in South Africa. He's saying a lot of things here, blessing, you know, he's raising the issue of school fees. He says, you know, the other torture that comes in is when children actually stage protests against school fee increases. So he says, no, 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 that should not be done. So there should be some amicable kind of discussions, or let me say, solutions to all those kind of problems. And he says the basis of all the kind of torture in Zimbabwe is mainly pegged on, you know, politics. Says nothing else, you know, because without politics, then there won't be any torture at all. And then he says people must be allowed to actually stage peaceful protests in public, as the constitution stipulates. And so he says a country must be ruled by the people, and not by rulers, you know. So it should be for the people, by the people, and, you know, let the people govern, according to him.
Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, yes, blessing.
But are they, looking at the history of torture, are they instances where torture is justified? Because if you go back, for example, to the Greek history, you find that, I mean, there was this debate that I think they called it deontological, something like that, and also the utilitarian way of looking at things, that what are there instances where it is justified to use torture? For example, if you are dealing with a terrorist who might harm thousands and thousands of people, can you torture that person in order to extract information? Is it justified?
I think that that proposition is really the subject of many action movies. But in reality, torture is never justified.
because it is illegal, it is criminal, it is against the law. And in the long run, whatever perceived short-term gains, they are far outweighed by, in the long run, it's really counterproductive. What is needed is to have a system that respects fundamental values of humanity and works within the framework of the law or the rule of law. But what we have in Zimbabwe is that, looking back at history as well, we have not had that. We have had a long history of the use of torture and a regime, a government that believes in torture. So if you go back, Blessing, if you read the book Gukura Wundi in Zimbabwe, which is really a recording of the torture in the early 80s, where thousands were detained without charge arbitrarily, and the vast majority of them suffered physical torture, and almost all of them suffered psychological torture. So we see that we have a system that believes that torture works when it does not work, and that repeatedly resorted to the use of torture to achieve political ends. So you would find that throughout the Gukura Wundi period, repeatedly the head of state, then Prime Minister Robert Mugabe, would excuse torture, would justify the use of torture, saying that, well, it's difficult for us to distinguish, for example, between dissidents and civilians, and therefore we had to resort to torture, but it was never justified. The same applies now to how the opposition leaders and activists are singled out and killed, and some tortured on the baseless grounds that they want to effect regime change, and therefore they are perceived to be sellouts for enemies of the state, and therefore torture is then seen as justified, but it is not. It is a criminal offense. It is a violation of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. But the only thing that sustains it to this day is the tacit approval that it received from the highest offices in the land.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Mr. Mavinga, do you have any programs that are aimed at actually conscientizing people about some of these issues concerning torture? And maybe we are talking about this particular day as people who live in urban areas, and those that are in rural areas know nothing about the day, Mr. Mavinga.
Yes, and we really appreciate Studio 7 giving us this platform to talk about torture, to raise awareness amongst the people, because Studio 7 has a wide reach across Zimbabwe. But beyond that, we also work very closely with our colleagues, human rights groups in Zimbabwe, to raise awareness about the rights that citizens have, and for them to know that it is illegal for torture to be used on them, and what steps they should take to report when that happens. But again, as I indicated earlier, we are also pushing for the government of Zimbabwe to implement Section 210 of the Constitution, which is an independent complaints mechanism against security forces who, in many cases, are implicated in cases of torture. So we are saying that we have the Constitution, but it's not implemented, and it therefore does not benefit our people. We have said, and we hope that local human rights groups and the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission will take this up, which is really to look at raising awareness and training security agents, including the police, on the laws, on the Constitution, on human rights, and on the dangers of torture, so that there is no excuse that the police can say that it's good law.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, and we have to end it here. We want to take this opportunity to thank you, Mr. Adewale Mavinga, human rights lawyer, and also Justina Mukoko, torture survivor and director of the Zimbabwe Peace Project. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.